This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture must move swiftly to reopen signups for the Dairy Margin Protection Program for 2018. Now that Congress has made significant improvements to the Dairy Economic Safety Net Program, joining us is National Milk Producers Federation Senior Vice President of Communications Chris Galen with an update on the new and improved MPP. Chris?
The Margin Protection Program was created just over 3 years ago, and in the intervening 3 years, it's become obvious that it is an inadequate safety net for our dairy farmers. And we've been working now for more than a year to make changes. USDA has made some administrative changes to make the program more farmer-friendly, but a lot of the underlying structure of the program is written into law, into the Farm Bill, in fact. And so Congress then has to be the agency that actually makes improvements. So we use the opportunity of this disaster bill that Congress approved earlier this month to make some pretty significant changes and improvements in the Margin Protection Program. And the other thing, importantly, to add on is that we didn't stop with just improving the MPP. We were also able to ask Congress to lift the $20 million annual cap on the Livestock Gross Margin Program. And what that's going to mean is that for farmers who don't want to use the MPP, the Margin Protection Program, they will have the opportunity to look at other risk management tools offered through USDA apart from the MPP.
Specifically, what are some of the improvements to the new MPP?
The key changes to the Margin Protection Program is that the new catastrophic level, the level of coverage you get for paying $100 a year, goes from $4 a hundredweight to $5. In addition, another key change is that your reduced premiums for buying coverage go from 4 million pounds of annual production to 5 million pounds of your milk production history each year. So that's a pretty significant increase. And then the third thing they did, complementing those other two things, is that they have really lowered the cost of premiums for coverage up to 5 million pounds of milk production per year. So the bottom line is that you are going to be able to buy more coverage at a cheaper level and ensure more milk production here in 2018. The other thing that they've done, Bill, is they're going to move to a monthly margin calculation as opposed to bimonthly. The advantage of moving from a bimonthly calculation to every single month is that when you're averaging 2 months together, that tends to take out the highs and the lows, and so a monthly calculation may generate more frequent payments than under the old system. The other thing I wanted to mention, Bill, is that for those who still think that, well, the MPP has just left a sour taste in my mouth, and we would really ask people to run the numbers again, despite the history of the past 3 years, and decide if you can use it. But if at the end of that reflection, if you're still not convinced that it's the appropriate thing, there will be greater opportunity to use the LGM program going forward. And my understanding is that there may be some other risk management tools that will be approved for use through USDA's risk management agency besides the LGM. So all the way of saying is that you're going to have a better margin protection program in 2018. And if that still doesn't satisfy you, then you can look at other options for risk management offered through USDA.
The timing of this dairy safety net couldn't be better, but when's open enrollment?
That's an important question, and just a few days ago, National Milk asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to open the sign-up as soon as possible because we want to take advantage, so to speak, of these current low-margin conditions. The worst thing that could happen is that if they delay the sign-up and they delay the coverage until later in the spring, then we will have missed, hopefully, the worst of the storm here of low margins and poor milk prices in 2018. That's not what Congress intends. That's not what the industry wants. So we need to make certain that USDA gives producers 90 days of sign-up options. In other words, the window of enrollment will be for 90 days. They need to open that very soon, and they need to make certain that you can have coverage going back to the beginning of the year, because all of this is really an academic exercise. If conditions improve in the last half of 2018, even though you may be able to buy at more coverage, the coverage might not kick in if margins are better. We know margins are going to be poor here in the next few months, and so that's why these changes that we're talking about need to be implemented as soon as possible.
That's Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.